Are you excited? Are you excited? Are you excited? Oh boy, I hope that's all in film. Hey gang, Josh here for Raw Food Freedom, and for the first time ever, I'm not alone in a video. That's right, we're doing an interview today. But first, I just want to tell you what I've been doing for the last few days. I'm in Hawaii right now on the Big Island, staying with my friends Megan McDonald and Joey Borden, and it is frickin' awesome. The fruit's really good, the air is clean, the hippies are everywhere, and I'm having a good time. So, I'm interviewing Megan. Megan McDonald of Easy to Be Raw.
Ah, what's up?
Oh yeah.
I was getting excited earlier, so I had to...
We've been very excited.
Control myself.
Don't control yourself. You're not here to control yourself.
I might not be on camera anymore if I don't control myself.
So, Megan McDonald.
Yes.
I've known you... It feels like I've known you for a while, but
I know,
until a few days ago, I've only known you through your YouTube recipe videos.
Yes.
Which I really like, but I don't know if I've actually made any of your recipes. I just think, man, I can't wait to meet Megan so that she'll make me one of these.
So she can make me food.
So anything past two ingredients, it's just like, I'm a smart guy, but not when it comes to ingredients, apparently.
That's okay.
So, Megan. We've been talking a lot the last few days, but I realize I haven't actually learned how you got into raw food. And, like, I know it had something to do with Arnold's Way and being sick, but I'm wondering, like, did you go raw overnight? Did you get into vegan before raw food? Like, how did that all pan out?
Yeah, my journey was sort of, like, a different one than most people, because a lot of people kind of transition. Well, the smart people, anyway, they make the choice because they're intelligent. But I made the choice because I was really sick. And so what happened was I was totally normal, like, you know, 21-year-old, going out, drinking all the time, partying, eating what I thought was a healthy version of a standard diet. Like, you know, I was pretty much on a... diet that I thought would maintain my weight throughout the week, and then on the weekends I would kind of splurge a little bit and, you know, eat some chocolate cake or whatever. But I felt fine. And
what did that diet look like? Like, healthy for you? Was it like lean meat, low fat dairy, that kind of vibe?
Yeah, I was lactose intolerant, so I didn't eat a lot of dairy besides eggs. So I would always eat eggs for breakfast. So I would make this, like, enormous omelet and throw lots of crap in there and salt and pepper and stuff. And then drink coffee or tea. For lunch, I would usually have, like, a sandwich on low-carb bread.
What's low-carb bread made out of?
Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't know.
Eat less bread?
No, I don't know. It tasted, like, kind of, like, cardboardy, but it gives you a bready feeling. But... I didn't read the ingredients in that crap. Like, I just looked at, like, the carbs and fat and protein and stuff, and that was all that I looked at. I didn't read, I didn't read my labels. And I would eat, like, egg salad with, like, Miracle Whip, or chicken salad with Miracle Whip on there, and lots of lettuce and tomato for lunch. And then, like, dinner, I would just eat, like, vegetables and some kind of protein or something. So I was by no means... vegan or interested in being vegan. I was totally disinterested in that because vegans were lacking protein. So
that's interesting, because that's like the diet that people think is healthy, like low fat dairy, lean meat, like cooking your stuff at home, but it, like, totally didn't work for you.
Yeah, you know what, it didn't work for me health wise it worked to that, along with a bit of calorie restricting, not like anything extreme, helped to bring down my weight, because at one point in high school I was 170 pounds. Well, just under 170, about 167. And so it kind of helped bring me down, and I would go back and forth. I would still yo-yo, but, like, at a lesser weight, between, like, 135 and 125. And so I was able to lose some of it, and I would also eat a lot of those microwave, like, diet foods, like Lean Cuisine and Healthy Choice and stuff like that. Like, forget preparing dinner for myself. Like, I'll just microwave a Healthy Choice. Like,
microwave those suckers, yeah.
Just nuke it. So that was what my diet looked like. And so how I got into raw food was to totally normal. All of a sudden, I have an allergic reaction to mascara. And that was the beginning of me becoming chemically sensitive and just spiraling. It was like a big snowball. So within 2 weeks, I became chemically sensitive to my mascara, and then it was just one thing after another. Every makeup product that I had, every lotion that I had, every shampoo, every chemical, I just became allergic to it within like a couple weeks to a month period.
Dude.
And my digestion just pretty much like stopped working. Like, I started to lose massive amounts of weight. I went from like in the low 120s to about 107 pounds. And I just became bedridden. I had no energy. So for about 6 months, I was bedridden. So I had to drop out of college. I had to stop working. And I couldn't do anything. I couldn't drive. And it was terrible. And a lot of my friends didn't, like, I didn't have a diagnosis of what was wrong with me. So a lot of my friends didn't believe me. They were like, you're just, like, acting weird. There's something wrong with you. But then my hair started falling out. And my skin became totally gray. And,
were you continuing to eat similarly at that point?
At that point, yes, and I was eating like more fat, more like of whatever I could get my hands on that was calorie dense to try and like keep my weight up. And I didn't even think about the fact that it was food that was causing it. I thought that I had some type of deficiency in something specific, or like, and I was constantly searching on the internet for what it could be. And eventually I found a holistic doctor who got me on a rotation diet and got me taking all these supplements and eating all organic, and I felt slightly better, but really I still was not functional. I still just had more bad days than good, where I couldn't do much of anything at all. And so that went on for about a year before I met Arnold Kaufman. His store was about 10 or 15 minutes from my house, and my dad stumbled in there looking for furniture for my brother's apartment, because there was a thrift store right next door. So he talked to Arnold, and then he told me that I needed to go in there. So I went in there and I talked to Arnold, and I pretty much went raw overnight, because Arnold convinced me, you know, after I argued with him about all the things that you would argue with Arnold about. And I was like, well, I've tried everything else, so I just did it. And going raw overnight looked like gourmet raw for 6 months.
And vegan.
Right. But not, I wasn't totally like ethically vegan yet. It was just for health reasons. Now I'm very, very much ethically vegan. So it was about 6 months of that. And then I, found out about 80-10-10. Not found out about it, but I decided to listen to it. And
so
read it and listen
it
to Arnold. Yeah, like Arnold, he would tell me that I needed to eat fruit, but he wouldn't get like too specific, and I would just be like, hey, like I have candida, like, because I had all types of intestinal issues, and candida was one of them.
Right.
And I was just like,
I
can't eat fruit.
You're supposedly not supposed to eat fruit when you have candida.
Every time I eat fruit, I would get spacey and I couldn't think clearly, and I would get bloated. So fruit was the enemy. And then I read 80-10-10, and I did a month of no overt fats, and then my digestion was totally fine after that. Got my energy back, got my mental clarity back, and I was able to exercise, and I felt like a totally new person. So, it was amazing.
Dude, that's intense. Yeah. I haven't really heard of people having chemical sensitivities like that, and just having that downward spiral. Did you ever find out what exactly caused it to happen suddenly like that?
I don't know what caused the initial reaction, but after I had that first reaction with the mascara, I ended up taking steroids because my eyes are so puffed up. And then the steroids kind of like, it was like the next step to me falling apart. And I think that can really mess with your digestion and ruin your intestinal lining. And I probably was already compromised at that point, and that was like the last straw.
Right. So just compromised you even further, and then all the other sensitivities came in.
So yeah, it was about it only took about a month for me to be completely normal to totally non-functional. Like, it was really quick.
I bet that living a raw lifestyle helps a lot with that, because you're also, besides eating a healthy diet, you're not needing a bunch of stupid products. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really into fruit makeup, yep, which I think is super cool.
Yep.
She mixes, like, blackberries and spirulina and, like, does her face and...
Yeah.
Super cool. And like Dr. Bronner's on the clothes, and there's just no weird products in their house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool that you can get away with that on Raw, because you don't need deodorant and face cream and whatever.
Yep. Yeah, I haven't worn deodorant since I went Raw, so that was like a little over 3 years ago.
From this far away, she doesn't stink.
It's so ladylike.
So you mentioned that you got into veganism just for nutritional stuff, because Arnold was like, you need to do this for your health.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did it, and then later you got into ethical veganism, and that was when you met a certain camera person. So what's the story with that? So I decided to split this interview in half just to make it a little bit more digestible. It's been really fun getting to know Megan this week, so I look forward to giving you the second half of the interview next week. In the meantime, definitely check out her recipe book. I had a chance to see it in person when I was here, and I was so excited I became an affiliate, so definitely grab a copy of that. Her recipes are actually makeable, which is great for me because I don't really like making complicated recipes, but she actually makes it easy to be raw. Yeah, awesome person, really cool recipes, and I've had the pleasure of having her make some of them for me. So check that out, and you'll get to see more next week.